producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
This is part two of our observance of the 10th anniversary of the Paracast. We're having one of our famous listener roundtables. And those of you who have complained about the lack of female participation in our forums in the show, we do have a great participant in our forums. Welcome, Sue, to the Paracast. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Our other guests this week, our listener roundtable, includes Stoneheart, whom we call David, a very regular participant, and he's calling from his palatial estate in New Zealand. Is that right?
Not quite, Gene, but I'm glad to be here. Thanks for inviting me along. It's going to be an awesome few hours.
And to continue the international flavor of this episode, we have Randall, known as Ufology, from Canada.
Hi there, everybody.
This is your first Skype connection with us, isn't it?
It is, and I'm hearing that it's better than my landline.
It is for the most part. Now, sometimes if you have a really, really bad internet connection, it can be awful because there's, you know, somewhat of an amount of bandwidth that you use. So that is could be the problem. If you have a really bad mic, that could be a problem. But everybody sounds great. That's good. Because of the international flavor of this episode, Canada, New Zealand, plus, you know, one guest from America, I'm going to ask two of you a question which is somewhat political, but since we get into politics when we deal with the paranormal and what governments might know, it might be appropriate. So, David, I know you're going to have to hold your tongue a little bit about this, as you've warned me already. What
yeah.
is the reaction of people in New Zealand, of people on the other side of the world, to Trump mania in America? What do you think about us?
I really think you're a bunch of idiots. And frankly, Trump needs to be given a nice helicopter ride very high and pushed out of it. You've got to see that he's a complete idiot. So I'm holding my tongue very much here because there's a lot of very nasty words I'd like to use.
You know, it's a huge, huge temptation to go where we shouldn't go.
It's a huge, nasty word, but I'll tell you what, folks, in After the Paracast, which is our special premium podcast that's part of the Paracast Plus, we'll continue the discussion, and if any of you want to participate there too, there is no restriction on language whatever.
Superb.
Randall, what do the people in Canada think about your southern neighbor with Trump mania?
Well, I like to keep it fairly clean, but in this case, with Trump, I think the guy is pretty much insane. I mean, this is the guy that's going to be carrying around the football, you know, the suitcase with the nuclear launch codes in it. Now, I don't know how anybody in their right mind would want this guy to be in control of the button that causes the next nuclear war, because all you have to do is tick him off a little bit, and the next thing you know, you're fired. And boom, there goes the world.
Well, you think about this. In his case, when he says you're fired, there will be fire.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how people can even seriously consider him as a candidate.
Okay, Sue, as the one listener who is an American, what do you
yes.
think?
Well, I noticed something in the news about how Google's search for how to move to Canada is trending now. And I think that's about all I feel safe saying on the topic as an American.
Well, you know, one of the things here is that, as some of you know, my wife has very opposite political views to mine. Somehow it works. We've been married nearly 40 years, so we're still at it. But she watches Fox News. Pregnant pause. I rag on her for it, but okay, she's entitled to her opinions. She says to me, you know what? I'm looking at countries we could move to if this guy gets elected.
Whoa.
Another pregnant pause.
Well, you could move down here, Gene, if you like. It's a pretty nice wee place to live.
Well, I think if I could afford the traveling expenses, I might consider it.
And the earthquakes.
Yeah, the earthquakes. Yeah, they do come as part of the package there, mate.
Well, that's the reason why my wife doesn't want to move to California. She's afraid of the earthquakes.
Oh, you're guaranteed them down here.
They get pretty bad?
Yeah, they have been of late. We're just the end of a very long sequence that started in 2010, and we're still getting spikes every once in a while. We just had a big 4.2 about 2 weeks ago. But it doesn't sound like much of a quake, but the problem is they're very shallow. So, yeah, and they're pretty much directly underneath the city. So,
yeah, Christ just got wiped out, what, 3 years ago, right?
Yeah, five. Yeah, but you're right. Yeah, 22nd of February 2010, a really big one. So, right underneath the city and extremely shallow. It changed life around here a wee bit.
Okay, so the obvious logical question to ask, folks, is since you're new to the show, and we've had Randall on before several times, I'm going to ask each of you how you got drawn into what we might call the paranormal subject or a mess, however you choose to do it. David, how did it happen for you?
Actually, probably like a lot of people, and maybe not, it really was an experience when I was a kid. Traveling between Christchurch and a little place called Kaitiriti up in the northern part of the South Island. We used to travel in summertime and the early hours of the morning. And whereas we were driving up through a little area called Waikari, in the Weka Pass. And just leading up to the Weka Pass area, there is a very long straight. And sitting there in the back of the car, father's driving, mother's asleep, and the passenger seat, my sister's asleep next to me. And I sit there watching a star just off in the just over the hills. And the star decided to move. So I suppose that sort of resonated with me for years to come, you know, when I started to find out about things called UFOs, and that sort of popped back into my mind. It's like, that was very odd. Stars aren't really supposed to move now, are they? So now, whether it was an airplane or not, I don't know, but it certainly got me interested. So it's probably my first experience and what got me interested in the paranormal, and I've been interested ever since. So that about covers that.
Sue, how about you? Boy, I'm sorry about that. That sounded like a silly rhyme.
That's okay. I was always interested in the occult and the paranormal since I was a kid. I like reading ghost stories and stories about the occult. And I kind of got into it more as a spiritual type thing. Nowadays it's called the paranormal. It's kind of like you do it with scientific instruments and research and all that. But for me, it was more about just studying things like the Kabbalah. There's actually a college course I took in the occult. This was early 80s. And I kind of got into it through that avenue. And then when the paranormal podcast world started flourishing in the past 10 years, I started to kind of expand my agenda and got interested in a lot more aspects, like, for instance, UFOs, which I've never had any personal experience with.
Now, when it comes to UFOs, do you have any particular theory that you favor, or are you still going with the flow?
I have no idea. Right now I'm thinking a lot about co-creation, but I can't say that I even know what that entails. I guess I'd say I'm kind of not enamored of the ETH, but especially from not having personal experiences, I don't know what to think at this point.
Just to let you know, folks, we have another radio show, as I mentioned, called After the Paracast. It's an exclusive feature of the Paracast Plus. Plus, we give you the ad-free version of this show. And we're adding a new attraction, which is we're going to go through the ads in the original classic episodes of the show dating back to 2006. And they will be posted in slightly better-sounding versions in Paracast Plus. For more information, go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. The listener roundtable continues. You're in
the Paracast.
I know that a lot of our listeners are interested in UFOs, the issue of giant skeletons found in America, paranormal investigations, and what the top researchers think about such topics. One online magazine has been presenting such unusual information since 1985. It is Alternate Perceptions Magazine at apmagazine.info. Use their search function to find articles on just about every topic imaginable. That's apmagazine.info. Info.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
This is our first listener roundtable for 2016 as we continue observing the 10th anniversary of the Paracast. They said it couldn't be done. Our listeners are Sue, Stoneheart, and of course, Ufology, joining Gene and Chris. So that's where we are. Now, Randall, you have always impressed me as somewhat of a ETH believer. Is that still true?
I do think it's the most likely explanation, but like everyone else, I'm not really certain that that's the explanation. It just seems like the most logical one to me.
Explain why it's the most logical.
Because we've looked around pretty much every place on Earth that we can, and we haven't been able to find the infrastructure required to build the kind of ships that have been reported. And we haven't had the technology available to us for long enough to be able to build them ourselves here either. So whether there's some secret society or built by some unknown civilization, it just seems really unlikely that they're coming from Earth. In addition to that, there's a number of people, authors, Howard Bloom, for example, one of them, who talks about an insider within the government who works with the satellite tracking systems, who's apparently, according to his insider information, has seen these things coming into our atmosphere from outer space as well. And it just seems to make the most sense in either case, whether you believe that story or not.
David, what about you?
I'm very much like Randall. I'm an engineer, so I've got a very logical mind on it. I'm very nuts and bolts. And, of course, there are other hypotheses where we've all sort of listened to the Paracast and seen other shows. We've got alternative ideas of where these things come from. However, I always seem to come back to nuts and bolts. It just seems to make sense to me. And maybe that's just my logical mind wanting to try to make some scientific sense of what we're actually seeing. Will we ever know? I don't know. But I still strongly believe that it is nuts and bolts. And even from a couple of my own experiences, I think we're dealing with something that is actually a physical reality as opposed to something a little bit more ethereal.
How about detailing those experiences?
And I did post on it was a private one for a few of you guys on the Paracast a few years back now, outside with Meredith. I was sitting there just having a cup of tea at late at night in the summertime, and lo and behold, we see a light move down through the sky and then start moving across very, very slow speed. Just one single color. It was sort of a luminous sort of orangey-white, although the video doesn't show that up because I did have presence of mind to run in the door quickly and grab the smartphone and try and start filming it. Absolutely dead silent, going crossways to the wind, so about 90 degrees to the wind flow. And went straight over the top of the house, completely silent. It didn't pulse. It was just one color, absolutely silent, below the cloud deck. And it sort of started making me think, this has come from high up. It's obviously come down from up in the atmosphere. And it's traveling along slowly. I just couldn't see that as being man-made. It didn't move like a man-made object. It made absolutely no noise. So I'm thinking nuts and bolts. And maybe I'm wrong. Somebody can prove me wrong. I don't know. So that's about all I've actually got to say on that.
I love the diversity of opinion. It's great. That's why these roundtables are so much fun, because, you know, we all are approaching this subject from unique life experiences, and how that life experience colors our thinking, I think, is an important foundational element to how we look at all these things. And I really appreciate everybody's candor, and welcome to the roundtable. And it's good to have Sue here. You're our first female participant in a roundtable discussion, and we need more smart, up-to-speed thinkers like you on the show. And, you know, any suggestions that our listeners have or you have would be greatly appreciated. We do have a Phyllis Budinger coming up in the not-too-distant future. I've talked with Joan Bird, who's an investigator researcher up in Montana. And we have some other possibilities looming on the horizon. So we're going to try to open this up and get as diversified as we possibly can, and I think this show is a good start for the year.
Sue, I wanted to ask you something here, and this goes back to what we were talking about in our episode last week, our 10th anniversary show with Paul Kimball, Greg Bishop, and Gogs MacKay, and that is, it seems that in large part the UFO field is like an old boys club. Why is it that maybe fewer females seem to be interested? And that's true about the Paracast, too, because I look at the demographics. Is there something we're doing that's wrong, that's offending women?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. I'm probably of an age of the old boys club generation, so I don't have any, like, authoritative answer to this just because I'm female. But if I were to guess, I would say there's a historical artifact at work here in that 1947 Roswell, the beginning of the atomic era. This culture of that era was kind of like where the males were the scientists and the professionals, and the women were pretty much kept out of STEM disciplines and out of any kind of public discourse about science, let alone weird stuff. But the other thing is you did have women participating, and probably, like, say, Anne Druffel, Linda Moulton Howe, there are major women figures. There's probably a lot more that aren't seen or heard about too much, simply because, like, the standard approach to looking at women's role is they did a lot of the unseen jobs. They're still there doing work, but they're just not seen or acknowledged. So that's my guess, probably more as a sociologist than as necessarily a female.
All right. That explains a lot, and I think we're going to make the next 10 years more inclusive, because the part of the problem with the UFO field in general is that it's not attracting younger people, and that might be another subject we should deal with. I also want to ask you all about abductions, because it's such a contentious topic. So let's get into that, Sue. Younger people, and all of us, without mentioning ages, are over 21. A little bit.
Yes.
A little bit over 21. We're not going to reveal how old. I'm as old as the hills. And as Brad Steiger once said, I was here before the dinosaurs roamed the earth. Okay? So I understand that. So, Sue, what do you think we should be doing or thinking, and we can continue this answer in the next segment, to attract younger people to come here and not just Comic-Con?
Go to Comic-Con. And I don't know how to do that, but there's probably a way. I think you have to meet people where they are. So you have to figure out where they are. And I have some ideas about that based on the younger people I know, but not, you know, it's hard to say. It's a difficult issue to tackle. But I think going to Comic-Con might be the answer, or one of them.
Set up a UFO area there.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Well, we're going to go here for a second, and we'll be back. We've got Sue, we've got ufology, we've got Stoneheart, with more to come with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Okay, well, the laughter, I don't know where that came from, but...
Nick Redfern.
I think, yeah, Nick is here in spirit.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. So, David, since we got you up there... What can we do to attract more younger people to explore the paranormal and specifically UFOs?
Well, funny you should ask that because I teach young people. So
that's why I asked.
Good point. The interesting thing is that they are interested in it. But how do I put it? As far as they're concerned, ET exists. They don't see a problem. They've been brought up with it in you know, science, sci-fi, fan fiction, etc. The young people themselves, I think, in a lot of ways, look at it as a phenomenon that actually exists. They've been brought up with so much of sci-fi, fan fiction, Star Wars, etc., that as far as they're concerned, it's a phenomenon they don't really see much point in looking to in some respects because, as far as they're concerned, it's real. So they just carry on with their lives. And maybe I'm wrong with that, but that's sort of how I see it. And certainly some of my students talk about it. I don't tend to get involved in the conversations, but I think they just don't see it as something that's relevant to their daily life. And I do like the idea of looking at Comic-Con, because that may actually be a way of actually getting the younger generations involved in the field and starting to look at it from a research point of view.
You know what? Maybe what we should be doing is getting in touch with Alejandro Rojas. Maybe I should, we have lunch occasionally, and maybe I should tell him on our next lunch meeting. Maybe Open Minds needs to find a way to open a presence at Comic-Con. That sounds like something that might be interesting.
Be a very good idea to do that. Yeah, I've often thought about how we'd actually try and get the younger generations to get into this, and I think the idea of actually going along to their stomping ground, I mean, certainly you see sort of subreddits, bits and pieces on the subject, and there's certainly younger people who are interested in it, but trying to get them along to the Paracast, so that would actually be the coup. You know, get them to actually get involved with some of us who have been into the subject for a very long time and sort of try and sort of bring some fresh ideas and fresh views into it and stop dragging out the Roswell cases constantly. I think that's kind of done and dusted and a bit dead, personally. Sorry to bring up the R word.
Well, that's okay. It's better than the RS word. Randall, what about you? What do you think about getting younger people involved in this field? Because I hate to see all this stuff, all the things we've spent so much of our lives studying, and have it kind of disappear when we vanish from this earthly plane.
It depends on what you mean by getting involved. These days, there's so much going on online, and if you look at the various forums, including the Paracast and Above Top Secret and so on, there's a lot of people who talk about it already. The question is, really, how much does it impact their daily lives, like David says? And unless somebody actually sees one of these things and has a firsthand experience, they don't really get this sort of life-changing impression from it that witnesses who've been exposed to it do. I did set up a table at a sci-fi convention once, and I got quite a few people who were sort of interested in the subject, but I also had a group who approached me and sort of harassed me at my table, making fun of me to some degree, saying, well, at least we know the difference between fact and fiction. So although there are people in sci-fi conventions and Comic-Con, and they don't necessarily take it seriously as a real phenomena.
Well, part of the thing is, traditionally, even though you'd think there'd be some kind of simpatico here, science fiction people dislike people in the UFO field, maybe because they want to feel that however wacky a sci-fi story might be, there is a basis of sound science. But when you try to get UFO people involved with science fiction people, over the years, it hasn't worked out so well. A lot of us have tried, and it just doesn't happen. I mean, it's not that some sci-fi people aren't heavily responsible in the UFO field, probably the number one person being Ray Palmer, who was very famous in sci-fi circles, until, of course, he introduced the Schaefer mystery in the 40s, and then it's probably one of the principal architects of the early UFO legend by dint of his promoting Kenneth Arnold, doing a book with Kenneth Arnold, having Flying Saucers magazine and Fate magazine, yet he was a major figure in sci-fi.
And, of course, then we've got the opposite with Arthur C. Clarke, who, of course, was quite a skeptic on the matter.
Well, of course, that's traditional. Isaac Asimov, of course, didn't believe in UFOs either. You know, they want to be conservative about their real science, quite liberal or imaginative about their faux science, but still imagine there's a real basis for it.
But there's really nothing unscientific about the possibility of interstellar travel.
Oh, no.
Any scientist.
Yeah, there's a story out this week that some scientists want to set up a crowdfunding Kickstarter campaign to build a prototype for a antimatter engine. Have you guys heard about this?
Yeah, sure have. Great news. Great news.
Yeah, it's just finding the antimatter, I suppose, would be a big problem there.
We just need those dilithium crystals. That would be fun, though. Imagine traveling. Of course, they say it would only travel at 40% of the speed of light. So we're not talking about warp drive here, folks. We're talking about an antimatter engine. And if you can keep the darn thing from exploding, that'd be interesting.
There are hundreds of billions of stars in our own galaxy and hundreds of billions of galaxies. God, come on. What fun. So many places to go.
So little time. But some of us, you know, unless we do go with warp drive, we're too old to take this trip.
So I'm a big Trekkie as well, Gene. Yeah, Star Trek, not Star Wars. Sorry. Sorry, Mike. Sorry, everybody. I am definitely a big Trekkie fan. Grew up with it. Grew up watching it on the mornings here in TV in New Zealand on black and white. It was still black and white TV in the 1970s here in New Zealand. I know. And I suppose that gave me my love of sci-fi, and partly I suppose it leads into the paranormal subject as well for UFOs. And it's just, and I think some of my students are like that as well. They're all very much into Star Wars and into that sort of thing. And maybe that's a good lead-in to getting them interested in UFO subject or the paranormal and as a whole. Just to circle things back a wee bit there.
It's interesting here how so many scientists want to duplicate things from Star Trek. I mean, there's experimentation in matter transports, a transportation machine. Obviously, we have cell phones and iPhones and Android phones, which are very much now, I guess, like tricorders.
Look, definitely. When you look at it, as long as you can work out the maths and the physics of the maths, it becomes an engineering problem. When things become an engineering problem, that's solvable, and that's my personal opinion on it. But from an engineer's point of view, that's the way I see it. If you can show me the math and show me that it works on paper, then given time, you can work out how to do it from an engineering problem.
Sue, are you much into science fiction at all?
I was, as a teenager, heavily, heavily into science fiction. Isaac Asimov, Robert Heinlein. After a certain point, I kind of dropped away from that, although I remain a devoted Trekkie. Some of the TV shows like Blake Seven, the whole Trek universe. So not so much nowadays, except living in that ideal world of kind of the Enterprise spaceship.
Now, some of you might have heard there was a new Star Trek series that's going to be on CBS, but they're mostly going to stream it on CBS All Access after the first episode. And one of the people involved in that is Nicholas Meyer, who was a producer, writer, and director of Star Trek II: Wrath of Khan, considered to be probably the best Star Trek movie. So Nicholas Meyer is going to be involved. So there you go. In any case, we've got our listener roundtable. We've got Stoneheart. We've got Sue. We've got Ufology. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Conspiracy Journal is your number one source for the hidden world of the weird and strange. We bring you thought-provoking and controversial material for free-thinking individuals who are seeking what is really going on in our world today. Some of this material may adversely affect you. Other pieces are meant to enlighten. Either way, be prepared to be intrigued by such things as the reality of UFOs, ghosts, strange creatures from time and space, hidden conspiracies, time travel, Nikola Tesla, suppressed technology, and a whole lot more. You can find out more by visiting our website at conspiracyjournal.com. There you can sign up for our free weekly newsletter sent directly to your email address. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
They do it better than we do, Chris. We should just record all the Paracast stingers, and you and I will retire from that. What do you think?
No.
Yeah, we could do little clips and put them in there. Sure, why not?
Okay, I think we'll set up that way, maybe some kind of loop carousel or something. Every time we play it, there'll be a different voice.
Yeah, and back to the old cart days in the radio station where you plug in your cart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, do I remember those? I remember those? Because I came out of real radio. Yeah. I mean, this is real radio. We're on real radio stations and everything. But, yeah, that was a fascinating time.
You know, Gene, I remember those things when I was doing work in television, and when they broke, they were a pain in the bum to fix.
Yep.
Yes. Oh, God.
Now, folks who don't understand what we're talking about, remember the days of 8-track and 4-track tapes? These little cartridges? Well, the cartridges used by radio stations were the same thing. So you'd pop them into this cart machine, and you'd have several. And you'd bounce back and forth to do your commercials or your stingers or something like that. When they broke, and suddenly you've got to put on an ad for the local supermarket or something, and suddenly the cart doesn't work, or the cart is broken. And you'd have to take the thing apart manually and splice together the tape, sometimes to make it work. And even worse, now, this is something that people probably know, and this is true with the Paracast, by the way, even though we adhere to clean language, we don't use the 7 dirty words. They have a 7-second delay on us because the radio stations need that time to take out something that's a mistake or something. They don't want to get caught with the FCC, although things are much more liberal now. But in the old days, to have a 7-second delay on a talk show, you used a cart machine where it would have 7 seconds of tape and loop around, and you'd start, and you'd have to count back 7 seconds and start talking 7 seconds before the commercial ends, so that as soon as your conversation began, it was in sync. Really confusing. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Probably not.
No, I do.
Yeah, same here, Gene. I know what you're talking about.
I remember 8-tracks, yeah.
Same concept, but it's the timing element that as Gene just described, really, you had to be on your toes. You could not. You had to always be on your A game.
Definitely.
I've had a few of them die on me in the middle of shows. It's not pretty when they're sort of calling for a particular sting role in the middle of a kid's show and you're going, it's not working, and the directors are starting to throw stuff. No, not a lot of fun.
And something always breaks.
Oh, yes.
You see, even nowadays when everything is digital and the normal radio stations are sitting there with a bank of computers, things sometimes don't work. We've had one or two instances, for example, even though this should be pretty seamless, we've had a couple of times over the years where they'll start playing the Paracast or my other show, the Tech Night Owl Live, and suddenly you're hearing last week's segment.
If it's computers, then that is obviously a human error.
Definitely.
Let's get to the most troubling subject in UFO research, the one that breeds the most hate and contempt on the Paracast forums. And Sue, I'll have you talk to us first about this. UFO abductions. Do you have any basic opinion about it before we go on?
Well, I'll tell you, when I started listening to the Paracast 4 or 5 years ago, I completely wrote off this notion that people were being abducted by UFOs. From the little bit I knew about it, it just seemed to me to be entirely artifacts of hypnotic regression sessions or what have you. But then actually listening to enough people talk has changed my mind to thinking that people are having these really unusual experiences that they don't know what's going on. So I've moved my position a little bit, and it's something that's come to intrigue me more. I'm not going to say that nothing is happening, because clearly people are being affected by something, as far as I can tell.
Do you have any particular reaction vis-a-vis the major players, Kathleen Martin, the late Bud Hopkins, Dr. David Jacobs?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of reactions, and I guess I would say I don't consider Jacobs' work to be of much value for understanding either the abduction experience or the broader narrative he claims to be putting forward. And the same with Hopkins. I mean, that's my personal opinion. You know, I think there's a lot of problems with the research there. But one thing I've been really thinking about lately is, for all the people who have built their identity around these experiences and these kind of successive interpretations of their experiences, it's not enough just to say we have to stop doing this. You also have to help people. You can't just take their basis for their identity away from them. It's kind of like, how can you ask someone to do that? So there's a lot of open-ended questions there about how, like, American ufology can come back from what may be a potentially dreadful error with the use of hypnotic regression in studying abduction experiences.
Well, I think a lot of us are worried about hypnotic regression in general. And frankly speaking, I do not ever want to be hypnotized. I don't care if it's from a trained professional psychiatrist. Stay away from my mind. It's crazy enough, and it's muddled enough as it is.
Agreed. I would add, though, hypnosis is a really interesting phenomena, and I don't think we should dismiss it from careful study and use altogether. It just needs to be understood better and used better, maybe with a little bit less of a mythic overlay. But something really strange does go on with hypnosis. I just don't believe that we have a very good grasp of what it is.
Randall, what's your reaction to abductions?
I tend to have much the same sentiment as Sue there, actually. I do believe that something strange is going on. People are having genuine experiences. What exactly they are, I'm not sure. I think that probably the most respected researcher, in my opinion, was John Mack, and he tended to think the same thing. He was noncommittal about exactly what was going on, but seemed to be a believer in alien visitation, and if you're a believer in alien visitation, whether it be the ETH or whatever the case may be, then it seems reasonable from there to say that, well, why are they coming here? Maybe they're studying us. If they're studying us, that might be a reason to abduct the occasional human being for research purposes. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility. It's just that on a case-by-case basis, because there's so little material evidence, we really can't be as certain, for example, as other things like radar visual cases, where people actually spot UFOs on radar, send a jet up, the pilot sees it, and so on, and then it streaks off into the distance.
The thing that bothers me about abductions, amongst all the problems, problems with hypnotic regression, etc., is the repetition. How many Earth people does E.T. have to kidnap and examine before they've done it all? How many times do they have to do that? Why repeat it over and over again? Certainly you can separate into male, female, different racial origins, things like that, and get a pretty good picture of what humans are all about. You don't have to do it over and over again. That's what bothers me, in addition to everything else.
I think, actually, that a really good case can be made for why it would be done over and over again. For example, it's not uncommon for people here on Earth who study animals to study actual families of animals in the wild, their offspring, and so on.
Yeah, but that's one family, not thousands. In other words, choose a representative sample. Well, and follow those families through their lives or whatever you need to do, but you don't have to do it thousands of times.
Well, that's true, but we also have hundreds of scientists doing this right now with various different subjects. So repeating experiments over time also gives us an idea of what's going on over time as well. It actually isn't really a problem for me at all.
We're doing our listener roundtable, the first one for 2016. Still observing the 10th anniversary of the PowerCast. We're still here. We've got Sue. We've got Randall, known as Ufology in our forums. We have David, who, of course, is known as Stoneheart. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the PowerCast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.